God's people, let's turn in the Scriptures to Ezekiel chapter 25. Ezekiel chapter 25, and we'll read verses 1 through 17. That's the whole chapter of Ezekiel chapter 25. Hear now the word of the living and true God. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face toward the sons of Ammon and prophesy against them. And say to the sons of Ammon, Hear the word of the Lord God. Thus says the Lord God, Because you said, Aha! Against my sanctuary when it was profaned, and against the land of Israel when it was made desolate, and against the house of Judah when they went into exile. Therefore, behold, I am going to give you to the sons of the east for a possession, and they will set their encampments among you, and make their dwellings among you. They will eat your fruit and drink your milk. I will make Rabbah a pasture for camels, and the sons of Ammon a resting place for flocks. Thus you will know that I am the Lord. For thus says the Lord God, Because you have clapped your hands and stamped your feet and rejoiced with all the scorn of your soul against the land of Israel, therefore behold, I have stretched out my hand against you, and I will give you for spoil to the nations. And I will cut you off from the peoples and make you perish from the lands. I will destroy you. Thus you will know that I am the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, Because Moab and Seir say, Behold, the house of Judah is like all the nations. Therefore, behold, I am going to deprive the flank of Moab of its cities which are on its frontiers, the glory of the land, Beth Jeshimoth, Baal Maon, and Kiriath Jeim. And I will give it for a possession along with the sons of Ammon to the sons of the east, so that the sons of Ammon will not be remembered among the nations. Thus I will execute judgments on Moab, and they will know that I am the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, Because Edom has acted against the house of Judah by taking vengeance, and has incurred grievous guilt, avenged, and avenged themselves upon them. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, I will also stretch out my hand against Edom and cut off man and beast from it. And I will lay it waste from Teman even to Dedan. They will fall by the sword. I will lay my vengeance on Edom by the hand of my people Israel. Therefore, they will act in Edom according to my anger and according to my wrath. Thus they will know my vengeance, declares the Lord God. And thus says the Lord God, Because the Philistines have acted in revenge and have taken vengeance with scorn of soul to destroy with everlasting enmity. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will stretch out my hand against the Philistines, even cut off the Cherethites and destroy the remnant of the seacoast. I will execute great vengeance on them with wrathful rebukes, and they will know that I am the Lord when I lay my vengeance on them. And that is the word of the Lord. Now, most of the judgments to come upon Jerusalem and Judah have come from Yahweh through the prophet. They have been spoken, and it's really almost a waiting time now for Ezekiel and for that time of judgment, the real serious part of the judgment to come about. But Yahweh still employs him to prophesy against all and tell of the judgments of all the surrounding nations. And so, while he might stop prophesying against Judah and Jerusalem, he is now moving to the nations surrounding Judah and Jerusalem. And that's a lot of what we'll see in the coming chapters. And why are there going to be judgments to the surrounding nations? We see in this chapter, at least for these nations, because they constantly rebelled against the Lord and they continued to serve as an enemy of Israel and specifically of Judah and Jerusalem. And so we see promise to the Ammonites judgment that they have, because they have profaned Israel's or Judah's, Jerusalem's sanctuary, a temple of God. Judgment against the Moabites because they said that Judah and Jerusalem is like all the other nations. That is, they're not set apart, they're not holy, and yet they were God's people. And so saying that which is not true. Judgment against the Edomites because they acted in vengeance against Judah, judgment against Philistia because they've taken vengeance, it says, with scorn of soul to destroy with everlasting enmity. And so it will be to all who would seek to destroy the sanctuary of God, to destroy God's people, who have the presence of the Holy Spirit in them, and all who seek to say that God's people are not set apart or holy. Those who attempt to seek vengeance upon the church, judgment will come. Beloved, our Lord will judge the nations. You have seen yourselves many of His judgments in our own nation, to our own nation, for its own evils. And to not acknowledge them as such is its own evil. And He promises, Jesus promises in John's Gospel when it's all said and done, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear His voice and come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. And we ask who has done good, and we would respond, no one has done good but those who are in Christ alone, because of His goodness. But all apart from Christ, all who don't follow the Lord, just like all these nations, just like Jerusalem and Judah, most of them at this time, they did not follow the Lord. They did not follow Jesus. They did not come and follow Him. But they came and they went away from Him and followed other gods. And so they will be raised to a resurrection of judgment and damnation. And so let us be those who have done good in Christ alone, to be raised to the resurrection of life. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we think of our nation and how You continue to judge it with these small judgments, though often, sometimes we see them as, to us, very large judgments, in which homes and cities are destroyed, and peoples are murdered and put to death. Father, we wish to be in some ways like Abraham and ask the question, would You not spare us even for the few righteous that remain? And Father, we would plead that You would spare our nation for the few righteous that remain. And yet we know that many hearts, many lives must be saved through these earthly judgments, that by these earthly judgments coming, they would see their sin, and that we, as Your church, would remind them of the gospel of Jesus Christ and their need for Him alone to be saved and delivered from it all. We pray that we would be faithful in our proclamation and our service to You and our service to them, that our preaching of the gospel would be unto eternal life. And for those who are not Your elect, who rebel against You and who have hardened hearts and who will never believe, Father, we ask that our proclamation would be that which You speak, judgment unto them, as it is designed to do also. And yet we plead that it would not be very many, rather that very many would be of those who believe and are saved. And in this we pray that Your will would be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we thank You for Your Son. We thank You for the gospel by which we cling to for our hope and life and faith. We praise You that You're the God who answers prayer, that You are the God who heals our bodies, that You're the God who healed Jeff's body this past week, as we prayed and praised You before also for healing John's body in Kenya, and also getting him the next step that he needs to be on his way here. We pray that You would bring him quickly. It is not good for man to be alone. And Father, we thank you that Becky is here this evening. We pray that you would continue strengthening her and bring her a greater faith. As we pray for all of us, we also pray for Dang, that you would cause him to have ears to hear, that he would believe the gospel unto salvation, and it would mold and change his life. As we pray for all of our children, Father, we also pray that you would grow us in number, that you would grow us and also provide a place more suitable perhaps to worship you. And yet, Father, we acknowledge that this is what we have now is more than adequate, because you always provide for our needs as we need them. And we have more than we need here. We have seats to sit in. We don't need that to worship you. And Father, we thank you even for the covering from weather. Also that which we don't really need. Always. But today probably we did. We thank you for providing exactly and even more and beyond what we need. And so we give you all the praise and glory for that. We ask that you would be with us as we continue in our worship, that you would receive our worship for the sake of your Son, that it would be pleasing, a pleasing aroma in your nostrils. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.